Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program here where you can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever is on your mind. Our number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Bonnie.
And Aria.
And, of course, you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever is on your mind. As always, there's just a ton of interesting stuff in the news that we can discuss with you. Coming up, it's here, Freedom Day for New South Wales.
I thought you were going to say inflation.
Oh, well, that's definitely here, and we can talk about that, too, if you want. But New South Wales, Australia, Freedom Day.
I'm sure they're celebrating all of the freedoms they've enjoyed for the last 18 months.
Yeah, we'll tell you about, of course, they were on lockdown, like total crazy lockdown. So now it's Freedom Day. That's what the government is actually calling this there. And we will explain to you what exactly
is it newly Freedom Day? Is it like, okay, we're lifting the lockdowns, so we're going to call this Freedom Day?
Yes, that's it.
Oh.
Yeah, it's Freedom Day.
So New South Wales lockdown is ending?
Well... We'll
freedom with an asterisk.
Yeah, a big asterisk on this one. We'll tell you about that on the way here. But I think what is probably one of the biggest stories that I've been seeing on social media here today that the libertarian types are passing around has to be what's happening with Southwest Airlines. And I actually saw this story a couple of days ago from Activist Post that the Southwest Pilots Union is suing to block the airline's vaccination mandate. And I believe that ties into why the Southwest Corporation had to cancel hundreds, I believe over 600 flights yesterday, and some were saying that it was canceling more than 1,000 flights today.
Southwest, as far as I'm aware, they're denying that it has anything to do with the vaccination mandate, but...
Correct.
How could it possibly not?
What are they trying to say that it is because of?
Weather.
Hmm.
Which is ridiculous.
Then why didn't every other airline have to cancel?
Exactly. So let me get into the story here by, obviously not his real name, Tyler Durden, in what appears to be one of the first cases of a union pushing back against the new COVID vaccination requirements handed down by the Biden administration. A union representing pilots at Southwest Airlines is suing to stop the vaccination requirement from being forced until a lawsuit is resolved. The Bloomberg reports that the union representing Southwest pilots has asked a court to grant a temporary stay against the federal vaccination rules until an ongoing lawsuit over what they allege are violations of U.S. labor laws is resolved. Now, interestingly, there's another kind of related story to this that I bookmarked the other day, and that is, I forget which magazine it was, but one of... Somebody was reporting claiming that the Biden, okay, the Federalist.com, reporting a few days ago saying Joe Biden's vaccine mandate doesn't exist, it's just a press release. Have you heard about this?
I have not.
Yeah. I've heard people asserting that, like in comments, but I don't know how to know if it's true.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised to find out that it's true. I mean, based on what we saw last year with the executive orders from Sununu, people just assumed they knew what they said, and they enforced them according to what they understood them to say without ever actually reading them to see what they were.
Right.
Yeah,
very,
sorry, ma'am. It's the law.
Right. Very few people actually checked to see if what was being said was actually the words on paper. Not that we on this show necessarily believe that strangers should be able to write any words on paper and have it apply to us, but
sure,
that's what most of these people who believe in the state believe, and yet most of them don't even check and see what they say. So I'm gonna just divert for a moment to this other story, and then we'll get back to the Southwest Airlines. Because, again, they said Southwest Pilots Union is suing over the mandate, which is supposedly the thing that Biden handed down.
I don't think it could possibly be a mandate, though, because Delta, United, and American Airlines have all said they're not going to mandate vaccinations for their staff.
Are you sure about that?
They did. I know American Airlines said that before the quote-unquote mandate, But I was wondering if they're going to continue doing that or if they're just like, oh, our hands are tied, we have to do it now.
Well, yeah. It was just a few days ago that I saw this.
I hope it's true. I like American Airlines most.
Well, I always, you know, airlines suck generally, but I always was most entertained by Southwest. They usually have like the, what do they call them, stewardess? I know that's the wrong word or whatever. The
flight attendants.
Flight attendants.
Sure.
You know, the head
okay,
attendant.
Okay, Dave Chappelle.
That's also something we could talk about because Bonnie and I saw his special last night. It was fantastic. But they always at least had more fun with the stupid crap that they had to do. You know, whenever they had to read off the usual spiel at the beginning of every flight. A lot
God,
of
don't you hate that?
It's
so boring. It's like you can just hand a pamphlet or something to the people who are first-time flyers. The rest of us, we've been through
heard
this.
It before. But they're FAA mandated or whatever to do it, right? It's the government that certainly is mandating this. But to,
like the stupid cart that needed a sticker that we waited for like an hour and 40 minutes on?
Yeah. But Southwest was the only company that I've ever flown on where they actually gave their flight attendants the leeway to kind of get creative with it and crack jokes and have fun with it. You never encountered this?
I would just be completely blanking it out and not hear any of it anyway.
It was actually entertaining on a bunch of the Southwest flights that I've been on. So anyway, but that doesn't mean they're a good corporation or anything like that because they all suck.
Yeah.
And the airline business is highly regulated. And when you have high, you know, levels of regulation, you have very little choice. And when you have very little choice, you get crappy customer service. And in the case
of these... you generally get pretty good customer service on flights. As far as a flight goes, there's only like one flight attendant for every, you know, 60 people or whatever, but
yeah.
Within that confine, you still get pretty good customer service in my experience.
Well, I'm not saying it's, you know, monopoly level bad, but...
And I think the worst is like going through checking your bags in the airport. The airport people are always like, oh, I hate my life. Don't ask me a question. Get away from me, you know. But
yeah,
I would say I have the least bad experience with American Airlines.
It probably depends on the airport that you're in and, you know, which crew you're getting. So it just all depends. But let me jump into this story here from the Federalist. And this is, who's writing this? Joy Pullman. She says, we've all heard about Joe Biden's alleged vaccine mandate for private companies employing 100 or more people, which obviously includes every airline. It was all over the news even before he announced it on September 9th. His announcement has jeopardized the employment of millions of Americans and increased worker shortages in critical domains such as healthcare. But there's only one problem. It's all a mirage. Biden's so-called vaccine mandate doesn't exist, at least not yet. So far, all we have, and this was written on the 7th of this month, is his press conference and other such made-for-media huff-puffing. No such rule, even claiming to be legally binding, has been issued yet. That's why nearly two dozen Republican attorneys general who have publicly voiced their opposition to the clearly unconstitutional and illegal mandate haven't yet filed suit against it. The Office of the Indiana Attorney General confirmed for this reporter, there is no mandate to even take to court. And that might
that's a relief at least.
Mm-hmm. And that might be part of the plan. According to several sources, so far it appears no such mandate has been sent to the White House's Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs yet for approval. The White House, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA, and the Department of Labor haven't released any official guidance for the alleged mandate. There is no executive order. There's nothing but press statements. Isn't that interesting?
Ruled
by press release?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It seems to work, but it all comes back to, you know, people not checking to see what the actual words on the paper are.
Well,
and if you live in a rule of law country that supposedly has laws written down that people have to follow, it's important that these stuff actually be written down.
And they go through whatever stupid procedures they're supposed to go through.
Well, this is just what Joe Biden is saying, yeah, but if OSHA changes its laws or its, you know, guidelines or whatever because of it, doesn't it basically become like a fascist law?
Well, I mean, OSHA is absolutely, you know, an unconstitutional agency that shouldn't exist, and presumably they can update their regulations without asking Congress. So, I mean, this is probably a relatively simple thing to put into place, but as they're pointing out here, if they do put it into place, then it can be challenged in court. If, on the other hand, it's just Joe Biden getting up in front of a room of reporters and saying a thing, then there's no legal you know, justification. You can't go to court on a law that doesn't exist, or an executive order that was never written, or a regulation that was never, you know, promulgated in any way.
Seems like a really good way to end up in a dictatorship, for the president's speeches to have the force of law behind them.
Well, yeah, and if corporations just, you know, hop to it and just do whatever it is that this guy says without any kind of legal procedure.
Think of all the leg hair that's going to get stroked.
Then, yes, Bonnie, that does sound very fascist, for sure. There's more coming up here in moments. The number 603-283-6160. You can join us and share your thoughts on Free Talk Live.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. Biden announced the new supposed mandate that so many corporations are just, you know, hopping to enforce, that if you've got over 100 employees, there has to be a vaccination requirement. When he made that announcement, did anybody actually check to see if there really was such a mandate?
I didn't, but that's because I don't care if there's one or not.
Me either.
Yeah, I'm the same way. But apparently somebody did check. Joy Pullman from TheFederalist.com looked into it and found out that the reason why a bunch of attorneys general from roughly two dozen Republican red states have not filed suit, as they all, you know, there was a lot of rattling about, oh, we're going to sue over this. Well, the reason they haven't is because they can't find anything. There's, like, apparently nothing that's been written down in any meaningful sense beyond a press release from the White House about this.
So it makes it, like, basically if a whole bunch of private companies decided to do this, like, you can't sue them? That's basically what this makes it into?
Well, if a private company is doing something at the behest of the government,
yeah, but
then
they have no proof that they're doing it at the behest of the government.
That's what I'm saying. If they're doing it at the behest of the government, I don't think you could sue the private company over it.
No, it sounds like Biden needs to be sued for abusing the power of his office to create laws via speeches.
But if the private company is doing it on their own volition without being mandated by the government, which it sounds like they're doing, essentially.
But they're saying their reason is the mandate.
Which that doesn't appear to exist. So there may be some basis for a lawsuit here, Bonnie. Again, I'm not an attorney, so I can't give legal advice. But according to the story here at TheFederalist.com, it says that there is nothing that gives employers any mandate. This is for, the spokesperson for the Indiana Occupational Safety and Health Administration. Stephanie McFarland, their spokesbureaucrat, said further, quote, the president made an announcement on this asking OSHA to do it, but we've not seen anything come from it yet, presuming it means OSHA. She says, or it says here, when the state agency gets any further information, they will review it. To impose the public perception of a mandate, the Biden administration is following an unusual rulemaking process it employed earlier this year called an Emergency Temporary Standard, or ETS. The spring ETS rule took nearly 6 months to issue. Meanwhile, companies are telling reporters their vaccine mandates will have at least, at the latest, December deadlines. And for those who can't calendar, that's 4 months after Biden's non-existent mandate was proclaimed. According to OSHA, one of these ETS, Emergency Temporary Standards, takes up to 6 months to go into effect after the initial mandate is issued in the Federal Register, which, again, for the proclaimed 100-employee mandate, that hasn't even happened yet. Lawyers for Big Business were blunt about this love for this their love for this mandate mirage. Quote, everybody loves this cover, said an employment lawyer in Minneapolis to Bloomberg Law, saying further, quote, many were already looking down the road at doing this, but the fact they get to blame Biden is like manna from heaven. Using ETS procedure instead of normal federal rulemaking process allows the Biden administration to push its demands faster and without any public input or requirement of responding to public input.
Sounds like tyranny.
Which sure does. Which is normally required of even legally laughable federal rulemaking like this one would be.
Sounds a lot like what Sununu is trying to do.
What is Sununu trying to do?
So Wednesday.
That's the governor of New Hampshire.
So Wednesday, he's going to have a vote with a small committee. And apparently people are saying legally he's supposed to have all of the legislature agreeing to this, not just a small committee. And he was supposed to give the public 5 days notice as to the location he's going to be in. It has to be publicly accessible. He's going to be voting on whether or not to take millions. I've heard $300 million.
I checked it today. Apparently it's $327
million. $327 million from the federal government for COVID relief things, including tracking us.
Sounds pretty bad.
So they already.
So he wants that money that.
Yeah, he does.
That
with all the
Congress in New Hampshire said, no, we don't want this.
Yep, they already said no. And now there's a small committee. He kicked one person off the committee, apparently. I heard that. And they already met.
The guy he kicked off the committee was the guy who we quoted the other day. He was the head of the committee. He was the guy who said, you can't trust anyone in the government. Now he's been removed from that committee.
Ken something?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they already met at a elementary school, and they didn't have enough people. It only fit 70 people, but like hundreds showed up, and they were having such a, like, they were all saying, like, vote no, and like, you can't do this and stuff like that. And, you know,
was this a protest that he went and cried about on the internet saying,
yep,
they threatened me, we
yep
felt unsafe?
So they felt unsafe, they said, and they, you know, didn't do the meeting that day.
And then he subsequently canceled an appearance he was going to have out at one of the orchards here.
Allison's
in,
Orchard.
In the Keene area.
So our tyrant's running scared.
Yeah.
Yep. And
that
so,
should tell him something.
So he's supposed to give 5 days notice, but he didn't. He gave like a 2-day notice, and he's going to be at a community college in Concord on Wednesday, and I'm going to go with Nikki and film it, and there's going to be a lot of people there saying, like, vote no.
Or, yeah, it's the same crew.
It's illegal. They shouldn't even vote, but...
That scared the people at the previous meeting by protesting and speaking
peacefully.
Yeah.
Protesting.
I'm hoping more people show up.
It may very well attract more people, although the last one there were hundreds, apparently, at this particular event. So I think that there's a good chance we may see more people showing up. I mean, you're going and you didn't know about the previous one, so other people who probably didn't know about the other one are now likely on top of this.
And that's this Wednesday at what time?
9 a.m.
Which community college?
In Concord, it's called NHIT.
Yeah, that's way too early for me. I won't make it, but...
And I'm stuck here due to my lockdown. I have to ask permission to leave, and I have to give them, you know, plenty of notice. So.
Probably got two from Free Talk Live that are going to go.
Yep.
Maybe I'll get Chris to go.
That'd be great. If you, well, he's definitely going to get up that early.
Yeah,
I got
he's
him
also
to go.
Not getting that.
I got him to go or get up that early to go pick up nobody, so.
OSHA has used this legal authority, this ETS rule, only 10 times in the last 50 years.
Well, and it sounds like they shouldn't have the authority to do it.
Well, according to this story, one of the reasons why they don't use them very often is because they've been overturned in courts overwhelmingly. According to a couple of authors of the Wall Street Journal, quote, courts have decided challenges to 6 of those standards, nixing 5 and upholding only 1. So of the 6 times that the ETSs have been challenged, only 1 has been upheld. There are many other reasons why any federal vaccine mandate would be obviously illegal and unconstitutional. The Wall Street Journal wrote, quote, the states have plenary police power to regulate health and safety. Congress has only those limited powers enumerated in the Constitution. That wouldn't include the authority to impose a $155 fine on an individual who declines to be vaccinated, much less to prevent him from earning a livelihood. Unquote. But who needs a constitution when you have an American people conditioned for compliance with even wildly outlandish things the screen people insist they must think and do? I don't know who the screen people are.
The media.
Oh, people on television. So, anyway, there's more to this story, but it gives you some idea of apparently this whole mandate is in question. So whether or not the Southwest Airlines Pilots Union will actually even be able to sue over it, because... You know, if there's no mandate coming from Biden, they can't sue him. So maybe they are suing Southwest.
They are suing Southwest. And it's because their union has some sort of federal regulation about it regarding what the airlines can and can't make them do. Mm. It's all very weird.
And as a result, supposedly, these pilots have stopped flying. And that's why Southwest had to cancel like 1,000 flights in the last 24 to 48 hours. Although Southwest is claiming it was due to weather. There's more coming up here. You can share your thoughts, especially if you're stuck in an airport right now. It's Free Talk Live.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tag, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A FDA committee will meet to discuss authorizing COVID vaccine boosters for Moderna and Johnson & Johnson. The meeting is set to happen Thursday and Friday. The FDA panel will also look at data of a booster that differs from the original vaccine received and is described as a mix-and-match booster. The Moderna and J&J boosters are being considered for adults 18 and up only. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham is visiting the U.S.-Mexico border today in Yuma to talk with Customs and Border Protection officials. Graham expected to address the issue of security along the U.S.-Mexico border. Graham is touring illegal immigrant processing facilities and meeting with border officials. President Biden has yet to visit the U.S.-Mexico border. And you're listening to USA Radio News. The pain at the pump continues across the nation.
Crude oil prices were up in recent days, and analyst Trilby Lundberg says that means gasoline prices rose too.
Gasoline prices moved up 6 cents per gallon to $3.31, $1.07 higher than it was a year ago.
And with crude prices on the upswing, Lundberg says expect to see the hikes continue at least for the coming few weeks. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Southwest Airlines is blaming thousands of canceled flights on air traffic control issues and bad weather. The flight tracking website FlightAware reports Southwest has canceled 30% of its schedule on Monday and has canceled over 2,000 flights since Saturday. There's also speculation the problems were caused by employee sick calls in response to a new federal COVID-19 vaccine mandate. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Aria.
Unfortunately, there's a little bit of bad news about tomorrow night. We've been promoting something that I think a lot of people were excited about.
I was.
It's still happening.
It's still happening. It's just delayed a week. So you're going to have to wait an extra week to watch Aria and Conan torture themselves for your entertainment.
And it is going to be absolute torture, man.
And it will be entertaining. You can guaranteed, or your money back, which you won't have to pay for it. You actually just watch it for free, because we're going to stream it on our Odyssey channel over at video.freetalklive.com. So you can go there now, and you can subscribe to the Odyssey channel. And what will be happening? Well, as I understand it, you guys have at least four different types of hot peppers.
Yes, I think there's jalapeno, habanero, ghost pepper, and Carolina Reaper.
And Carolina Reaper being the hottest pepper in the world?
Well, it's the officially recognized hottest pepper in the world, but the same guy, I don't remember his name, invented a new one.
Really?
That is called Pepper X or something.
Oh my.
That's a little bit hotter.
Okay. But this is right up there.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, and once you get to a certain, you know, Scoville intensity, it doesn't really matter whether it's 2 million or 2.3 million.
Yeah. It's going to be torture.
Yeah.
So you guys are going to eat them in order. So you'll start with the lightweight stuff like the jalapeno.
I don't even know. Should we even bother with the jalapenos, man?
Well, I mean,
it's basically a fruit. I guess we will, but...
Wet your appetite a little bit with it.
Okay, yeah, fair.
That way you can still have some flavor, you know? Because later it's not about the flavor, it's just about...
And some people will still find the jalapeno eating impressive.
Really?
Yeah, there are definitely people that can't do it.
I mean, there are people who think spaghetti sauce is spicy.
That's true.
And garlic.
So check it out over at video.freetalklive.com and mark your calendar. Change the marking on it because it was going to be tomorrow. Now it's October 19th, so the following Tuesday, this coming next Tuesday, October 19th. It'll start at around 10:30 p.m. Eastern time at video.freetalklive.com. All right, so we were talking about the Southwest Airlines situation where apparently the pilots union is pushing back against COVID vaccination requirements that were supposedly handed down by the Biden administration, but now we're finding out that there doesn't actually appear to be any kind of written ruling on that or written rule from Biden. It's just a press release. But nonetheless...
This is also provable, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, executive orders are public records.
There should be a number.
OSHA things are also public record.
Yep.
So if there was an actual mandate or something, they would be able to point to it and say, hey, no, look,
here it is.
Is this article saying that OSHA hasn't changed any rules?
Well, that was what the other story was talking about. The Federalist was saying there's nothing on OSHA, there's no executive order, nothing. And so, anyway, that's the excuse, of course, these corporations are using. Like, oh, well, Biden said it. So, hey, we didn't want to do this to you, but Biden's making us do it, so blame Biden. Well, according to the story at activistpost.com, Bloomberg is reporting that the Southwest Pilots Union has asked a court to grant a stay against these rules until a lawsuit... which they allege are violations of U.S. labor laws, is resolved. In a court hearing, or rather filing, on Friday, the Southwest Airlines Pilots Association has also asked for an immediate hearing on the request before a federal court in Dallas, claiming the carrier has continued to take unilateral actions that violate the terms of the Railway Labor Act, which governs relations between airlines and employee unions. The unilateral action in question is the company's attempt to force workers to either get the jab or be fired or sent on unpaid leave. Quote, the new vaccine mandate unlawfully imposes new conditions of employment, and the new policy threatens termination of any pilot not fully vaccinated. So they're basically saying, hey, look, we've got a contract.
Yeah.
Okay. Our contract says this is what our conditions are. You can't just come in and say, well, new condition. Doesn't work like that. There's like a whole negotiation process, right? Like when you're dealing with unions and corporations, if the contract's coming up for negotiation, there's a lengthy, expensive process where that gets whatever the potential changes are, raises or bonuses or, you know, whatever it is going to be, gets hashed out. And then a new contract gets signed for whatever period of time that lasts.
But sure, Southwest, your problems are due to air traffic control and the weather.
With hundreds, if not over 1,000 flight cancellations in just the last 2 days.
I haven't heard of any crazy weather happening in the United States. It's awesome
it's
here.
It's been, like, clear almost everywhere, or just slightly cloudy.
It's been awesome here.
Southwest Airlines' additional and new unilateral modification of the party's collective bargaining agreement is in clear violation of the Railway Labor Act. This is an excerpt.
I mean, that sounds like a pretty airtight argument.
It does. According to the guidelines set out by Biden and, quote, voluntarily, unquote, embraced by most of the major airlines, Southwest has a deadline of October 4th under the federal mandate for employees to get jabbed or have an approved medical or religious exemption. Southwest is affected by the mandate because it has contracts with the federal government, like many large businesses. The union
but again, what mandate?
Exactly. The union represents 9,000 pilots at the airline, and a strike could easily disrupt American air travel. Now, this was written one day before the strike actually started.
So they are striking?
Well, again, Southwest isn't admitting that, but there's posts on the internet that are suggesting that it's not officially a strike, but what's happening, supposedly, are the employees are doing what's called a sick out.
Okay.
So they've got...
So they're striking without calling it a strike.
Correct. What they're doing, essentially, is they've got this deadline, right, of October 4th or whatever. Or
did
whatever
that already pass? Because you said October 4th. Or is it November 4th? And you accidentally said October?
No, it does say October 4th here under the federal mandate. I mean,
that was a week ago.
Yeah, they could have gotten that fact wrong. But apparently what they're doing here is the pilots are using their sick days. So, you know, when you work for a big corporation, you get a certain number of sick days, usually, that you can kind of bank to some extent. And eventually those things will expire if you don't use them. And so basically the pilots came together and said, all right, let's all use our sick days at the same time.
Yeah.
And that appears to be what's going on here. The story from Axios.
But sure, it's the weather's fault.
Yeah, according to Axios.com, Southwest Airlines has canceled more than 1,000 flights over this weekend, leaving passengers stranded across the country. According to the story, the mass cancellations came after its pilots, again, filed that lawsuit in court. Southwest Pilots Union said the cancellations are not part of a planned labor demonstration. So the union isn't officially doing this, but yet more than 25% of the airline's flights were canceled on Sunday per a website called FlightAware.com and their flight tracker. In a press release...
It's going to suck when the union does actually announce it.
Make a stand on this?
Yeah.
Quote, we can say with confidence that our pilots are not participating in any official or unofficial job actions. Our pilots will continue to overcome SWA management's poor planning as well as any external operational challenges.
Oh, I see. The weather is giving all of their pilots allergies.
This is actually a press release from the Pilots Association, so from the union. So they're saying, oh, this is, you know, Southwest Airlines.
This is bad management.
Bad management.
Southwest, doesn't sound like it.
Southwest said the cancellations and delays were caused by disruptive weather and an air traffic control issue, though no other airlines were impacted so dramatically. And this leads to another interesting detail here. So you never know what's true when it comes to, well, any news media at all, but social media posts, right? Like there's like some image of somebody saying a thing. You have no idea if the image was doctored or if the person saying the thing is really who they say they are.
Lots of quotes are just not really who they say it is.
But what's the scuttlebutt is that the air traffic controllers are also protesting, that the air traffic controllers are also walking out on the job because they are also not wanting to be vaccinated. And this is supposedly coming from Southwest and other pilots. You know, they hear things, right? They, you know, there's talk sure. around the airport about what's really going on. So, and then there's another image somebody posted on our chat server over at chat.freetalklive.com, the Matrix chat, of a Southwest, what clearly is a Southwest Airlines jet with the window open to the cockpit and a don't tread on me flag hanging out the...
Gadsden flag.
Yeah. Wow. So something's going on out there, and if you've got any kind of inside scoop you want to share with us, the number is 603-283-6160. You can join us on Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. We've been talking about the Southwest Airlines. Not a real strike, but it sure
just
does.
Just like it's not a real mandate.
Yeah, it sure does feel a lot like a strike. They're doing a sick out, supposedly, where some large number of their pilots has chosen to utilize their sick time or their sick days that they built up or their vacation days or all of the above right now, right as this supposed mandate, this vaccination mandate has gone into place or is about to go into place. We're not really sure on the dates. And by the way, RA, you found some corrected information. Turns out almost every airline does now have a vaccination mandate.
Delta is the only one who doesn't have one, but it's not really that much better. It's penalizing employees with a $200 premium to their health insurance, requiring them to get weekly COVID-19 tests. And they still have to wear a mask, which I don't understand. Within an airline, within an airport or an airplane, you have to wear a mask.
Yeah. They're making everybody do it.
So that's not really a penalty. But $200 a month for not being vaccinated.
Mm-hmm. And they're not the only corporation that's doing that. I've heard that elsewhere as well to, in quote, incentivize people to get the vaccine.
Are you going to hit people with a surcharge if they eat fast food? Because that's tremendously more unhealthy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. How many of these people are just vastly obese, you know, these employees that they have? You want to talk about, and that's a great point because there's been some of these people who previously had been in favor of universal health care are now saying that they want surcharges.
Because healthcare is a right.
Yeah, but those very same people are now saying online that they want surcharges added to people who don't get the vaccine because it's going to, in their beliefs, increase the cost of healthcare. Which
so
is,
they
course,
want a private market system where an insurance company can evaluate your lifestyle and adjust your rates accordingly. Like, oh, you smoke, you need to pay more. Oh, you drink every day. Oh, you do cocaine.
It would be nice.
That would be messed up, Aria.
It would be nice if they'd actually come to that conclusion.
But that seems to be what they're saying.
They're sort of on the edge of that. That does seem to be what they're saying, but you know they haven't come to that conclusion. They only want to punish this one specific group of people.
No, people of size are never going to admit that they're more, you know, costing the healthcare industry more money than anybody unvaccinated.
Well, but the reality is, if you actually did get a universal health care, then you'd hear a lot more about these restrictions. Then there would be a whole bunch of other decisions being made about who gets health care and who doesn't, because there's not an unlimited amount of money out there, and there's not an unlimited amount of doctors.
I mean, they're already performing triages, though. Being unvaccinated makes you more likely to die.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Or not giving you a transplant because you're unvaccinated.
Yep.
And what about all the people who are getting the vaccine who are dying of things like blood clots? And there was another story about UK. The UK, they've approved the vaccine for teenagers, apparently, now. And the number of teenage boys who are dying and ending up in the hospital has gone up significantly.
Like 20-something percent.
I haven't heard about this. What are they dying of?
I don't know exactly, but
he saved it, so he
pulled
it up.
Yeah, somewhere in my show prep, but it's just an ugly situation all around. So good luck to these Southwest pilots. I don't know how long this particular protest can continue for, but if more people had this level of resolve to actually make a stand for where they work, to stand together and put these corporations in a position of having to either fire massive swaths of their employees or crumble under the pressure and let people actually have their jobs back, then
I mean, that's the critical thing right now. These corporations, they literally can't lose more staff. And I suspect the pilots know this. Mm-hmm. No matter where you work, the place you work at cannot afford to fire you.
Yeah,
and that's almost,
they can't find anyone to hire.
And that seems to be almost universally true in every industry, in every business throughout the United States. It's time to, you know, use your power as a worker for what you want.
Yeah, you don't need a union for this either.
What's messed up about, you know how New York just fired all the unvaccinated nurses?
Mm-hmm.
They're letting people from out of state work for like 10 times the amount of, oh, I don't know if it's 10 times, but way more than in-state nurses who are unvaccinated were getting paid before they got fired. So they're not really going to suffer because they have all these out-of-state nurses.
Well, but the out-of-state nurses also are being asked to work, you know, overtime where they're working. So how many of those out-of-state nurses are actually available to go work in New York?
Yeah, maybe they'll suffer eventually, but maybe that's why they didn't have, you know, there isn't something on the news yet.
Hmm.
Maybe the New York nurses who were fired can just come to New Hampshire to do the, you know, remote work or whatever it is they call it.
That's what needs to happen, is there just needs to be a massive reorganization of belief systems. There need to be people who have, you know, those who are unvaccinated, who have a belief in freedom, who want to live more free, you know, are willing to actually make a stand, come to New Hampshire and help us stop this insanity that you were talking about, Bonnie, with the New Hampshire government wanting to take over $300 million from the federal government for whatever various different COVID mandates. The more people that we have opposing this stuff, the more, you know, strong our presence is going to be, the more difficult it's going to be for these goons like Governor Chris Sununu to actually get away with the crap that they're trying to do behind closed doors and such.
And it sounds like he's not getting away with it.
Not yet.
Yeah, but you know that New York is absolutely going to get away with it. So if you have those feelings, you need to get out of there.
Yeah, and this is what needs to happen. There need to be very deliberate movements of humans to places that are more friendly to them. So conservatives, get down to Texas. Liberals, get out to California, which, by the way, is now banning all gas-powered lawn equipment and generators. There's also some other crazy story from California we can talk about where they're mandating that large retailers have a gender-neutral toy section.
Oh, good Lord.
I thought that was so weird.
So, yeah, if you're liberal, get out to California. If you're a libertarian or, you know, freedom-minded anarchist or a voluntarist, you need to get to New Hampshire. There's just no – we cannot live together. with these people anymore.
Not if these people want gender-neutral toy aisles, man.
Mandatory gender-neutral toy aisles.
Right. So we can talk about all that stuff, and of course your calls and thoughts are welcome. But I know, Aria, you and I both had a similar story here tonight. I've got it pulled up, the Superman story.
Yes.
And now, look, I'm not a big comic book fan. Did you grow up with comic books?
I've read one, well, if you don't count, like, Johnny the Homicidal Maniac, I mean, superhero comic books, I've read, like, one in my entire life.
Me neither. I've never really, I don't even know if I've read an entire, my dad was kind of into them, so I certainly saw them around. I might have paged through a few of them, but I've never read or followed any superhero plot lines. I think I saw the X-Men art cartoon a few times when,
you know,
pretty
good.
The 90s. I enjoyed that as, like, a Saturday morning cartoon or whatever. But, Bonnie, you're saying you were also not into comic books.
Ever into comic books?
You know, I had a few comics, but it wasn't the superhero stuff either. But everybody knows who Superman is, right?
Yeah.
You know, you'd have to be living under a total rock to not know who Superman is.
I mean, he's probably the most well-known superhero character in the world.
Yeah, whether he's any good of a superhero as far as his powers. I mean,
he's
awful. He's overpowered or whatever.
He is. He was never designed to be immortal. He just became more and more powerful the more arrogant and egotistical the United States became, because he was always a symbol of the United States. I mean, he couldn't fly initially, right?
I didn't know that.
And he wasn't initially... He had the power to leap over tall... He could leap very high.
Oh, interesting.
But that just wasn't good enough, so he developed the power of flight. And the same is true with his invincibility and all of the other stuff. He was never designed to be indestructible.
Well, whoever it was that designed Superman, do you think they saw this one coming? Superman, well, actually, apparently, the new Superman. So apparently, according to the story at DNYUZ.com, this isn't the original Superman. This is the son of Superman and Lois Lane. So Clark Kent, Lois Lane, Clark Kent was Superman.
But
they had
a
baby. This is he's inherited the title or something. He's now the Superman.
Did Clark Kent get too old too? Continue. How does that work?
I haven't been following the plot. Obviously, if you have and you want to weigh in, you can. 603-283-6160. But now Superman is woke. According to the story here, he is going to begin a romantic relationship with a male friend. According to DC Comics, the same-sex relationship.
I guess that's better than punching Japs or whatever he was doing back in the 40s.
It's one of the ways that Jonathan Kent, who goes by John, is proving to be a different Superman than that of his famous father. Since his new series, Superman, Son of Kal-El, began in July, get this, John has combated wildfires caused by climate change.
5G I've read that towers? Garbage, man.
What was that?
5G towers?
No. That would be the right-wing written Superman. The right-wing paranoid conspiracy Superman.
This one fights climate change.
Right. Thwarted a high school shooting and protested the deportation of refugees in Metropolis. Now I'm all in favor of, you know, protesting the deportation of peaceful people. But, man, this sounds absolutely intolerable as far as just... I mean, it's bad when it's in movies. Now political agendas are in comic books. And maybe they've always been there.
I think they've always been there.
It doesn't bother me that he's gay.
More coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95.
I found out about Extendivite, and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure, and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.